Title: Virginia Governor Vetoes Rate Cap and AI Regulation Bills. Content: On March 25, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin vetoed two bills that sought to impose new restrictions on high-risk artificial intelligence, AI, systems and fintech lending partnerships. The vetoes reflect the governor's continued emphasis on fostering innovation and economic growth over introducing new regulatory burdens. AI Bias Bill, HB 2094, the High-Risk Artificial Intelligence Developer and Deployer Act would have made Virginia the second state, after Colorado, to enact a comprehensive framework governing AI systems used in consequential decision-making. The proposed law applied to high-risk AI systems used in employment, lending, and housing, among other fields, requiring developers and deployers of such systems to implement safeguards to prevent algorithmic discrimination and provide transparency around how automated decisions were made. The law also imposed specific obligations related to impact assessments, data governance, and public disclosures. In vetoing the bill, Governor Youngkin argued that its compliance demands would disproportionately burden smaller companies and startups and could slow AI-driven economic growth in the state. Fintech Lending Bill, SB 1252, Senate Bill 1252 targeted rate exportation practices by applying Virginia's 12% usury cap to certain fintech bank partnerships. Specifically, the bill sought to prohibit entities from structuring transactions in a way that evades state interest rate limits, including through rent-a-bank models, personal property sale leaseback arrangements, and cash rebate financing schemes. Additionally, the bill proposed broad definitions for a loan and making a loan that could have reached a wide array of service providers. A loan was defined to include any recourse or non-recourse extension of money or credit, whether open-end or closed-end. Making a loan encompassed advancing, offering, or committing to advance funds to a borrower. In vetoing the measure, Governor Youngkin similarly emphasized its potential to discourage innovation and investment across Virginia's consumer credit markets. Putting it into practice, the vetoes of the High-Risk Artificial Intelligence Developer and Deployer Act, previously discussed here, and the FinTech Lending Bill signal Virginia's preference for a more flexible, innovation-friendly oversight. This development aligns with a broader pullback from federal agencies with respect to oversight of fintech and related emerging technologies, previously discussed here and here. Fintechs and consumer finance companies leveraging AI should continue to monitor what has become a rapidly evolving regulatory landscape. Categories: Artificial Intelligence, State Issues. As seen in Venture Law Blog, Consumer Finance, and Fintech Blog.